Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Jim Chilson has been on the show before. He's the communications director for the Citizens Utility Board. Jim, remind everyone what the what CUB is all about.
Hey, Lisa. I wish we were always we could be talking about happier topics on these interviews, but we're talking about a people's gas rate hike today. And Citizens Utility Board is a nonprofit, nonpartisan consumer watchdog group, and our job is to work for lower utility bills for Illinois consumers across the state of Illinois. Anybody who pays an electric, gas, and we even get involved in private water cases. Also, our job is to help save people money.
And so People's Gas has raised rates by $499 million. That's 98% since 2011. And now they're asking for another hike. This would be the biggest one ever, correct?
Well, a couple years ago, they got the largest gas rate hike in Illinois history, which was about $306 million. And now just a few years later, that was December of 2023, just a few years later, they're back at the table asking for a $202 million gas rate hike. So it wouldn't be a record gas hike, but it would mean an extra $10 to $11 per month on average that People's Gas customers would have to pay in 2027. And we're saying enough is enough. We're tired of People's Gas, you know, treating its customers like an ATM.
Of course, they're saying they have to do replacement. Lines need to be replaced, and the cost is considerable.
Right. And, you know, we everybody agrees that they need to maintain their system. There's no disagreement there. But they have a responsibility to do it, to keep their system maintained in a way that doesn't bankrupt their customers. And unfortunately, far too many People's Gas customers are in a heating affordability crisis. I mean, entire neighborhoods in some instances are struggling to pay their bills. You know, in November, about 147,000 People's Gas customers were more than 30 days behind on their gas bills, and by a total combined debt of $65.2 million. That is a huge problem, heating affordability crisis, and it could get even worse if People's Gas gets its way.
Wow, 147,000 people. Well, because many of those people know that they can't be booted off if they can't pay their bill during the winter. Is that still in effect?
So people should never, we always tell people, don't ever assume that you're protected from getting shut off. There's always a chance if the weather gets cold, is below a certain amount, it is true that they're barred from shutting people off if it's within 24 hours. But, you know, right now, today was a pretty warm day for a Chicago January, and they could shut you off on a day like this. So you just have to be careful. The People's Gas and other utilities will sometimes say we're not going to shut people off in the winter, but nobody should assume that. We always tell people, keep the lines of communication open with your utility. If you're having trouble paying the bill, let them know that. Let them know that you want to keep paying your bills. Keep those lines of communication open. But, you know, getting back to their, you know, they just received a record rate hike back in 2023, December of 2023. Now they're back at the table. And it's really hard to think about the number of people who are struggling. We get calls all the time from people who really want to pay their bills and are just struggling. So that's a huge concern with this rate hike. And what we're going to do over the next 11 months, we're going to work with groups like PERG, like the Illinois Attorney General's Office, to take out wasteful spending and try to, you know, slash this rate hike as much as possible. We're going to try to do that over the next 11 months because this could really be a hardship for customers.
Yeah, another extra $120 a year. It seems like everybody's hitting us up for money these days. Their prices are just going up and up and up, and it's frustrating. People's Gas, are they broke or do they make money every year?
Good. Very good question. That's the other thing that's really frustrating is the People's Gas itself, the utility, has registered record profits. Over the last decade, more often than not, they've had record profits. They had a string of about 6 years in a row of record profits. They took a break for 1 year, then they had record profits in 2024. We're going to see what happens in 2025. So they've been rolling in money. That's the other thing. While consumers suffer, they've been very profitable. They've been on a spending spree over the, you know, the last decade, and it's led to this heating affordability crisis, and at the same time, it's led to record profits for Peoples Gas. Their parent company made $1.2 billion over the first 9 months of 2025. That's not even the full year. So this is very frustrating to see them back at the table asking for another rate hike. You know, as you said, the profit motive, a significant part of this rate hike is the company trying to get a higher profit. They want a profit rate of about 10.1%, and that's where we try to get involved to, you know, take out that wasteful spending and to take away, you know, this excessive profit rate that they want.
Yeah, it's frustrating. Honestly, you made $1.2 billion in 9 months, and you're coming after us for everybody to pitch in and help you make a little more money this year.
Right, and like I said, everybody agrees they want to maintain the system. Of course, you want to keep the system maintained, but you shouldn't do it in a way that, you know, bankrupts customers.
Yeah, well, and they've got the money to do it. They're just not putting in their share, as far as I'm concerned. But who am I to say? I'm glad we have consumer advocates like you, because you can amplify everybody's voice and get out there and do the hard work. And we appreciate you, Jim.
Well, you know, go to CubActionCenter.com. You can sign a petition against the Peoples Gas rate hike. We need all the help we can get.
Okay. Give them the website again.
Sure. It's CubActionCenter.com. CubActionCenter.com.
All right. Have a great day.
You too, Lisa. Thank you. Take care.